Well, our next guest joins us now. John Hawkes is up and about, obviously, with his team today and looking towards summer and Magic Millions and the like. Hopefully, morning to you, John.
Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Ray's going to take you through your runners, but we've been talking about this week, John, with the announcements of the Golden Eagle and the extra races. You've trained for a few years, mate. I guess this is just unbelievable where we are in New South Wales racing at the moment.
Yeah, oh, well, you know, any prize money increases is great. You know what I mean? It's a race out of the blue, albeit I'd still soon see the average races up more. You know, as I said, only one person can win that. So if it goes across the board, everybody gets a whack at it. So I'm seeing to see this average race is up 150,000 and just make it for one race. There's only one person can win it. So, but anyway, everyone's got a different opinion. But it's still great, don't get me wrong. It's better than nothing. But I'd still certainly go across the board myself personally.
Yeah, good morning, John. Stay tuned there, John. There could be some more prize money increases about what
you're... Hang on, we've got an exclusive, Ray, or something here, have we?
The strategic plan is due out very shortly, John and Andrew, which may sort of lend itself exactly to what John was talking about. Hey, John, four runners today at Rose Hill. You kick off today with, I hope I pronounce this correctly, John, is it Fowles?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Two starts of filly. Hasn't been beaten far in either. This is a tough little race, though, John, to open the card at Rose Hill.
Yeah, she's still a maiden. Two runs have both been really good. Her last start, she drew a bad gate. She had to go back, you know, the last, which made it impossible. Well, gee, you know, she's a nice filly. She'll be a better filly if you're next time through, but she's drawn a barrier today, so when you draw a gate, it's always an advantage, and she'll be able to race much closer instead of drawing a bad gut. So, you know, she's certainly not hopeless by any means.
Oh, there you go. She's a competitive chance in the first. And I'm interested in your thoughts in race five, John, on Kil Makara. If you go through his form, he's tremendous first up. He's done most of his racing in Victoria. He's has had experience over the Sydney Way. First up this afternoon, John, no official trial. Has he done most of his training out of your Flemington base?
Yeah, he's only been up here, you know, 4 or 5 days. So he's done most of it down. He's had a couple of jump outs in Melbourne. But look, he's always showed a lot. He just maybe hasn't quite delivered what we thought he might. But he's been a slow maturer. We've been very patient. But this is a pretty competitive race today. He's just doing a touch awkward, but certainly I think he's in the mix. He's done plenty of work to be competitive. It's all about if he can get a reasonable run in the race. Some chance, but good odds.
Yeah, no, he's certainly not out of that race. Then down to race 8, and Reflectivity currently is the market favourite here. He's third up. He won third up last prep, and I think everyone saw his run last start, John, from a wide barrier. He led for a long way. The winner, Organza, sort of had the drop on him, but today, significantly, he's drawn barrier 3.
Yeah, well, barriers always help. He had to work a couple of furlongs last start. Hopefully he doesn't have to do as much work today, but you know, and the playing naturally is going to, you know, help him a little bit weight-wise. So it's just a matter of the young lad getting things, you know, right on the day. If he does that, and he can have a reasonable run in the race, he's certainly going to be really competitive. It's the right distance, home track, and he's much better weighted this week.
Yep. Has the apprentice Brock Ryan ridden much for the stable, John?
No, he's never ridden before. I watch all the young lads around the place, and you know, there's two or three of the young boys ride. They're actually quite good, and you know, he's one of them. He's learning, and as I said, he's only going to get better with more experience. And if they get better rides, well, naturally they get a bit of confidence, and it helps their riding too.
Yeah, well, his 3 kilo claim will help. Reflectivity's by your former champion John All Too Hard, and he's putting together a consistent record. He's a genuine horse, Reflectivity.
Yeah, no, look, he's very honest that he's not, you know, in the top. He's not All Too Hard by any means. Yeah. But as I said, you know, any horse that can pay their way would collect a cheque, and yeah, they don't win every week. But, you know, he's in front of a lot of horses that don't earn anything. So, as I said, he's the sort of horse, and he's a gelding, which means that he's just a little bit older. He just might get that little bit better again. So, as I said, any horse that can be competitive and pay their way, yeah, can't ask for any more, really, because there's very few reach the top level.
Exactly. Well, that absolutely describes your runner in the last, Mowat Rose, very genuine mare. She's been up and down the highway between Sydney and Melbourne a little bit this prep, but she doesn't know how to run a bad race, John.
No, very genuine. You know, she's honest, as I said. She's not been unlucky. She's had a chance every time she's run, really. She's had good rides and everything, but we just thought the 13, and she's drawn a good gate today. That's the big plus. And I think her first time just might make her that little bit sharper and, yeah, just might get her over the line. But, look, as I said, it's all about horses being honest and giving owners a run for their money. As I said, it's not a cheap hobby, so horses can perform and with good prize money. You know, even if you don't win, you're still earning, which means, you know, you can keep people in the game. You're certainly going to be really competitive with Phil from a good gate.
Exactly, yeah. And John, just quickly an update on Esther Jarb. I think we've seen that she's back in the pre-trainers.
Yeah, she's back at the farm, just still in the pre-train. She's most probably 1 week, 2 weeks from coming back into the stable, but throat and everything seems really good, and she looks terrific. So, yeah, we're looking really forward to her in the autumn, that she can, you know, the Golden Slipper form's been franked pretty well all over. So, but it'd be just great to get her back, and everything seems terrific. So we're looking forward to her in the autumn.
She might be your Golden Eagle horse, John.
Nah, she's
too
more,
far.
She's a sprinter. You know, as I said, that's more than likely, I would think, a bit too far for her. It'll be, it ain't going to be easy to win them three, as I said, win a slipper. You can win the next two. I could see the next two, but for a horse to win the three like that, I think that's...
it's almost impossible,
It's nearly impossible, but you never say never, but there's an incentive there, so you never know what happens down the track. As I said, Piero and All Too Hard, they do come along every now and then, you know, you never say never.
Exactly. Look, John, four good chances today. Really appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck at Rose Hill this afternoon.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, John.